This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network news in the headlines. Barbados records a significant increase in suspected dengue cases when compared to last year. The NUPW urging employers to make flexible working arrangements with employees in response to the heat. Meantime, more Barbadians are purchasing AC units as the Met Office warns of extreme heat in the coming days. The airport to conduct emergency drills to test its ability to respond to natural disasters. And PAHO launches new initiative to improve the treatment of non-communicable diseases. Good afternoon, I am Tanisha Rokyo. The details to the news just ahead. Barbados records an increase of clinically suspected dengue cases so far this year when compared to the same period last year. Up to September 16th, the island recorded 424 cases when compared to 226 cases last year. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, has advised of current outbreaks in the Eastern Caribbean with dengue virus 2 resulting in some hospitalizations. The National Union of Public Workers is urging employers to make provisions and allow flexible working arrangements so employees are not overly exposed to the heat. This as the Barbados Met Office yesterday warned of more extreme heat in the coming days. Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron, says greater health problems may occur if measures are not put in place.
The employers should make arrangements with these workers to minimize exposure to the heat, where you can work probably earlier periods. Look at task work, because if you have a medical condition, it could be an uncomfortable position to have workers with certain medical conditions where the heat can aggravate that to then fall ill on site. So because of the extreme heat, it's suggested that you allow workers to work in the cooler conditions, minimize contact with the sun exposure, and also, as I said, flexible work where you can promote to the appointments earlier and put in task work. Before midday, you can be out of that type of extreme heat, because definitely it raises safety and health issue. Remember, safety and health is not only about a clean building, but ensuring workers do not go into an environment where the conditions are so extreme that they could fall ill or they're extremely uncomfortable. So employers should make flexible arrangements to minimize exposure out there in the field and still they could strategize.
Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron. Meantime, some local companies are reporting an increase in the sale of air conditioning units over the last few months. This is just one of the measures that Barbadians have been implementing to help them cope with the extreme heat. Owner of Coast to Coast Cooling, Jonathan Gonzalez, explains that more households are seeking out AC units for specific spaces, such as living rooms and kitchen areas.
Definitely seen an increase in people wanting AC units. I've seen a lot of increase in living spaces, like living rooms and kitchens too. There's a lot of interest in putting units in those spaces as opposed to bedrooms, and a lot of interest in portable ACs. We've gotten lots of calls about that. I mean, generally businesses do have AC, but there's always an ongoing need for that and then for replacements. But definitely the increase I've seen is more residential for sure.
Owner of Coast to Coast Cooling, Jonathan Gonzalez. Service coordinator of Artec Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Services, Joyanne Maynard, says they're also seeing this increased demand for cooling systems.
We are seeing an increase in sales. We're seeing an increase in queries as well. So we can see that persons are really shopping around. We are seeing an increase in one particular size, which is a smaller size, I guess, because persons are looking more at the bedrooms. A lot of residents are calling and they're querying. Some of them are even coming in to actually see what the unit looks like, how big it is, how small it is, to see if it can fit in their space. They've been sold, they've been going for a few months now, even before the extreme heat really started to kick in. So we were getting requests from as early up as May, June.
The service coordinator of Artec Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Services, Joyanne Maynard, in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Medical coordinator of the breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru, reports all monies raised through the cancer walks go to the purchasing and maintaining of equipment at their organization. Dr. Jagru tells Starcom Network News the equipment, which allows them to help with early detection, cost over $1 million.
Last year, we bought a 3D mammogram machine and ultrasound machine. That one costs $1.3 million with other attachments to help with early detection. What we do at the clinic will just cover our expenses, and sometimes it can't, but we try to let it cover the expenses. To buy machines, that's where the walk money goes, the t-shirt sales, and also to maintain. You know, the problem, a little criticism I would make of what's happening at QE, I'm not part of it, is you have to maintain machines. It costs us $125,000 a year to maintain our machines. So our equipment stays in very good condition all along. And the other thing is, we try to keep the cost to the patients minimum.
Medical coordinator of the breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru. The Grantley Adams International Airport is set to conduct a full-scale emergency exercise next month to test its ability to respond to emergencies, including natural disasters. This was disclosed by Chief Executive Officer Hadley Bourne during a media briefing this morning. He's assuring the public that there's no need to be alarmed by the increased presence of emergency personnel at the airport as the exercise commences on an undisclosed date next month.
This exercise is a simulation and not a real event. These drills are crucial to our preparedness strategy and allow us to coordinate efficiently and effectively with the various teams and agencies, DEM and other state agencies. This will allow us to enhance our protocols and ensure we're always ready in that state or in the eventuality that we needed to deploy such responses. During this exercise, the public within the vicinity of the airdrome and our final approach path will notice heightened activity that may include an increased presence of security and emergency vehicles and personnel.
He stated that the drill may impact traffic in the area.
I will reemphasize, it's a simulated scenario and the emergency may have some impact on traffic, business, and may cause some delays. We urge the public, however, to remain calm, cooperative, and follow the instructions of the authorities. I reiterate, these activities are planned, controlled, and essential for enhancing our readiness. And I stress on that because I'm well aware of previous exercises that would have caused significant disruption in the country. So I'm emphasizing that it's a simulation and it's just to test our preparedness.
That's Chief Executive Officer of the Grantley Adams International Airport, Hadley Bourne. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, has launched a new initiative aimed at expanding access to non-communicable disease services within primary healthcare systems. PAHO Director Dr. Jarbas Barbosa said NCDs, cardiovascular diseases, cancer, respiratory diseases, and diabetes are the leading cause of death in the region of the Americas, accounting for 81% of lives lost. An estimated 240 million adults in the region live with at least one NCD, requiring access to continuous care delivered through primary health care. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records a significant increase in suspected dengue cases when compared to last year. The NUPW urging employers to make flexible working arrangements with employees in response to the heat. Meantime, more Barbadians are purchasing AC units as the Met Office warns of extreme heat in the coming days. The airport to conduct emergency drills to test its ability to respond to natural disasters. And PAHO launches new initiative to improve the treatment of non-communicable diseases. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rokyo. Good afternoon.